Hello, this is News Director Larissa Donovan, and joining me on the phone today is incumbent for the Beltrami County District 5 seat, Jim Lukacik. How's it going today, Jim?
Very good, thank you.
All right, well, before we get started, why don't we get a little background about you? Like, how long have you lived in Beltrami County?
I moved to Bemidji in 1989 and started my own business, architectural business, designing homes and small commercial projects for the past 30 plus years. Built a house in about 1991 and have considered Bemidji, Beltrami County my home for that amount of time. I grew up in International Falls, graduated high school in 1977, spent a little time running through the state, went to NDSU for college for architecture, and circled back around back to Bemidji in 89. So I tend on being here for as long as I can be here.
All right, and how long have you served on the County Board of Commissioners?
I'm just finishing up my third four-year term, so that will be 12 years.
All right, and was the Beltrami County Board your first political office, or did you have experience in other ways?
No, I didn't have any experience as an elected official, but as an architect, you spend a lot of time in front of county boards, city councils, presenting municipal buildings. A couple of the firms I worked with before I started my own business were municipal-type architecture engineering services that did water treatment plants, libraries, public buildings. So I knew quite a bit about government, city government, especially local government, budgets and appropriations and how that whole system works. So that experience was valuable coming in as a county commissioner, even though I had not been elected before.
So what made you want to run for a county board again this year?
Well, I just see that county government needs to make sure that we are balanced in both providing services and managing our budgets and our levies, our taxes. I'm just concerned overall that we just continue to tax and spend. And when you balance a budget, you do it by two methods. You either increase revenue or you decrease expenses. I don't see local governments ever taken the decrease expenses side. It just seems like expenses continue to expand, and therefore you need to keep increasing levy and taxes accordingly.
Right. My next set of questions are on some specific county issues. Lately, there has been controversy over last-minute additions to the board's agenda, as I'm sure you know, like most notably a refugee resettlement action and a resolution requesting the governor to allow businesses in rural counties to reopen amid the COVID pandemic. Do you think commissioners should be able to add agenda items in this last-minute kind of fashion?
What we need to do, and we talked about it in our last board meeting, we need to come up with a process and a policy that says if you add within a certain period of time when the rest of the commissioners don't have time to do their homework, then it is a non-action type addition to the agenda. If it's an emergency situation of something that has to be acted on, then we need to take each of those on a case-by-case basis. But we should not be presenting an agenda item that needs board action and a vote without proper time to notify the constituents, to do your homework as an elected official, and to notify the public to provide input.
All right. My next question is a financial-related one. Many of the financial issues counties face include unfunded mandates from the state, which I'm sure you know, services counties must provide its citizens, but no funding from the state to provide those services or programs. Is there anything you think we can do about these unfunded mandates?
We fight them on a constant basis, Larissa. We consistently talk to the state legislators and federal legislators, and it's probably one of the toughest things we do because A lot of times, as an elected county board member, there's nothing you can do about it. You have to take the state and or federal quote-unquote mandate and figure out how to deal with it. One of the most recent incidents has been the increase in the child placement and the foster home placement that 2 years ago we spent $8 million on those placements, and we were only reimbursed $3 million. So the remaining $5 million had to come out of our general coffers. That's not right. So we continue to advocate to the state legislature to say we need help with this. So beginning January 1 of 2021, the initiative ban status for those foster home placements will go into place, and Beltrami County won't be doing that anymore. That will go to a direct relationship between the Red Lake Band and Washington, D.C., and or the state of Minnesota, however they shake it out. But the good news will be that Beltrami County residents won't be responsible for that shortfall and basically an unfunded mandate.
What are your thoughts on maybe for the county's budget, including a separate section on so the taxpayers can see what these unfunded mandates cost local taxpayers?
Yeah, you know, that the word is transparency. You got to figure out, as an elected official and as a county board, how do we keep our constituents in the loop, in the know on what's happening and where money's being spent. The more we can tell them, the more help we can get from them in talking to our legislators and our federal legislators and state legislators.
And then my last question is on the Beltrami County Jail. It's come under some considerate public scrutiny and has received some serious fix-it orders from the Department of Corrections and other items. What are your thoughts on the possibility of the new jail?
It seems almost inevitable. We're keeping up on the Department of Corrections request for keeping up on improvements, maintenance, but it's only a matter of time before the Department of Corrections says we need a new jail facility, and the only alternative is to not. And then you have to bus everybody, transport everybody from somewhere else that has the facility. So it seems inevitable that we're going to have to build a new jail within the next 3 to 5 years.
All right. Well, Jim, that takes care of my prepared questions. Is there any other topic or concern you'd like to mention before we wrap this interview up?
No, I think you hit a lot of really good points, Larissa. I've been criticized in the past that I'm heavy on fiscal and dollars and numbers. And, you know, what we do every day is the fiscal responsibility, the money, the monetary financial responsibility of a county commissioner to make sure that we're spending constituent tax dollars properly to keep our roads going and our transfer station, our solid waste going, and our shorelands, and, you know, all of those things. It really comes back to the balancing act of revenues and expenses. And there are many other topics. When you circle back around on them, it really comes back to, can we afford them or can we not afford them?
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. Jim Lukacik for District 5.